Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong. Yes.
We had a very exciting show last week that we'd like to recap a little bit about two patients with very common problems seen today, especially in the States, is diabetes and stroke. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. We had with us Ruth, who actually had suffered from diabetes since 1989. She's right now 65 years old. She was put on diabetic pills, but her blood sugar was never under control. So at that time had to be put on insulin. And even with on the insulin, she could not control her sugars. Her sugars were still in the 300s, and she was on quite a bit of insulin, 37 units in the morning, 24 at night.
And 37 and 24 same time.
Same time, yes, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
61 units in the morning and then almost as much at night.
Right.
And even with that, okay, her sugar is 200, 300.
Right, right.
Yeah.
She had a lot of eye problems, cataracts in both eyes, pretty much legally blind.
She was legally blind.
Using a cane to walk, and she was falling so much that she actually had 11 times in 2 years she had to go to the ER three times because the injury was so bad.
And she needed people to take her to grocery shopping, do her books, and assist her. She was just kind of like an invalid.
Right.
She could not read, you know, here are a couple of points. Number one, using pills to drop your blood sugar. The blood sugar, high blood sugar, is a symptom. Okay, using pill to do it is not right. You cannot stop the pill. That means that you have not fixed the problem. And the pills increase your heart disease problem 250 times. All pills, all diabetic oral hypoglycemic
right.
pills.
There's actually the new one out, Avandi and Actos, are actually
same thing.
A black box warning now. They, you know.
Yeah, but the doctor do not know anything else, so they put a little tiny warning here. Everybody start keep on using it, okay? And using insulin is also not right because if the pancreas fail to produce the insulin, and you take it from the outside, then the pancreas become obsolete.
Now, we're not saying for you to stop taking your diabetic pills
yeah.
or insulin. If you do that, there you have to do something else to
that's right.
To
you have
help
to
your
do
sugars.
Something else. Okay, you got to fix your diet. The most you want to do is fast. You got to take our treatment. Our treatment improved the function, give back the energy to the pancreas. The pancreas overworked, is tired, it doesn't have enough qi. So we make your pancreas work better. And we'll show you today with a patient with thyroid problem. And,
right.
And using thyroid hormone, using any replacement is wrong.
Right.
Because whatever you do, the replacement, you harm the organ you're assisting. You know, you should give the organ the energy to restore its function, not to assume its function and doing its job for it.
Right. And with Ruth, actually, she's been seeing Dr. Tong and myself actually for almost 2 years now. Her blood sugars are much better controlled and she's on less insulin.
114, the blood sugar, and she's on 12 units
right.
instead
she's
of 90-some units.
A third.
More than that, from 90-some units to 12. And she doesn't take much at night.
Right, right.
Yeah. So we're going to have her stop taking the insulin sooner or later.
The other thing is her vision is actually improving. She can actually now write even without a line guide. And I've seen her notes. She's actually writing very straight. She can read a larger print, and she can actually see street signs now. She's walking without her cane.
Bouncing around, that's what she said.
She has improved so much, and her story is just incredible.
Yeah, she surprised the supermarket manager
yes.
by recognizing him 100 feet away.
And this was very recently.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com to listen to our past shows archived. The other case we had with us was Elisa, who actually suffered from a stroke 6 weeks ago. She went to the hospital and was discharged and was on physical therapy for about a month, but really did not see very much improvement at all. She was wheelchair bound, could not walk on her own. Came to see Dr. Tong a couple weeks ago. After the first treatment, she actually, when she got home, her daughter told us that she got up on her own and made herself tea in the morning and actually could put her clothes on by herself. And the thing is, she could put it on the right way. In the past, after she had her stroke, she would put her clothes on, but she wouldn't know, she would put it on backwards. Also, she came the week after for her second treatment. She was already walking. She wasn't even in her wheelchair anymore.
Yes.
Very amazing story. Strength
yeah.
improved and
on
everything.
On these kind of people, what I do is that I usually, like on Elisa, I have her lie down and have her start moving her legs. She could hardly move it because I want to show the daughter and her what happened. And right after my treatment, she moved it almost like a normal person.
Yeah, amazing
right
story.
Afterwards. Yes.
Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Well, let's get to our guests today then.
Okay, great.
Okay, we have Anne with us now on the line. Welcome to our show, Anne.
Thank you.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine because I've been going to Dr. Tong.
Yeah, great, yes.
Tell us first where you're from and what you do.
Okay, well, right now I'm in Redondo Beach, but mm-hmm. I wanted to say that I talk about my injuries and stuff that he's helped so much. And so I have, I broke three big bones in my ankles and my leg, and they were all mangled and bad, and I couldn't hardly walk, and I didn't know about Dr. Tong right then. Mm-hmm. So I went to three orthopedic specialists to mm-hmm. see what they could do, or if they could. They all told me the same thing. They were in different areas. Mm-hmm. One was in Newport, one was in, different areas. So what they told me was that I had to have the joint taken out of there, and then I wouldn't have been able to walk. So I sued, and they told me that I would be screaming for them to do it. They wanted to do it right away, and I said, no way.
How did you break your bones?
Oh,
falling, or?
She was like a tomboy.
Yeah, what I did was, because I could do anything, and mm-hmm. I could, do anything at all, and I couldn't get off of this high hill, so I jumped off of it.
She was
and I hit. And I didn't realize that I would hit this huge boulder of rock and
oh my goodness.
All these things.
Was this
so
recently?
I just broke everything in there.
Was this recently or?
No.
Well, no, it
long
was.
Long time ago.
No, it was a while ago.
Okay.
And, so I've been suffering with it for, before I knew Dr. Tong. I've been suffering with it for so long.
So how many years ago was this?
It was in 2001.
Okay.
And
Oh, my goodness. That's
not... And I had always been running on the beach for 2 miles, and I could always do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I didn't know what to do after these had all told me that. So I heard Dr. Tong on the radio, and I said, I'm going to go down and find out what he says, because the orthopedic surgeon said that I would be screaming to have that joint out, because the bones would make it die because it was so bad, and that, you know, everything was wrong.
Yeah,
I knew I couldn't walk then. So
I went down to Dr. Tong,
and I said, what do you think? And he said, I'm going to work on it, and we'll see what we, you know, and so I don't think you'll need to have that out. So he worked on it, and it got better every time.
Yes, and I want to tell the listener how bad it was. The angle's almost like our place, totally to the right, 45 degrees out. It was so scary.
So now, is it still broken, or it's not broken anymore, right? Or they just, the joint is misaligned? Is that
misaligned?
What
it, yeah, it was broken and then misaligned.
Oh,
okay?
so there's a lot of
pain. Angle is almost like a couple inches out to the right from the main alignment.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
It looked terrible. I didn't see how.
I couldn't hardly walk.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just hobbling around, you know, and I couldn't hardly walk.
So they wanted to take your ankle joint out and put a new one in?
They said it was just crazy. They weren't even going to put a new one in, I don't think. But I don't know what they were going to do. But
they said you couldn't walk after that?
That was at Hoke Hospital in Newport.
They said that you could not walk after the surgery or what?
They said it's going to be bad because, you know, it's just...
Well, of course it's going to be bad because you're not going to have your joint.
Well, yeah, and I told them. I said, I'm not going to do it now. And they said, well, you'll be screaming to have it because you will be in such agony that you'll have... To... And I just hobbled out to my car and left them, and I wasn't going to do it.
Now, I have another question. So when did you start seeing Dr. Tong for this problem?
It was in 2003.
So about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want listeners to know this also, because she's a Medicare patient. Medicare only pays for 3 treatments every 2 months.
Yeah.
On a problem like this, we should be 2 treatments every week.
Yeah,
that's what we did about 7-8 years ago,
right,
when Medicare
you
pays for that.
You improve so much faster.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, now, guess what? I can run.
Oh, my
goodness.
So he's made it so that I can just, and I can walk real fast now. And I don't limp or anything.
Yes.
I mean, it's just wonderful.
That is amazing.
Oh, it was just wonderful. So I'm just really happy, and I'm going to always go to Dr. Tong.
Now, how young are you, Ann?
Well.
She is actually much younger than her age. You know, she is so energetic.
Right. I just want
to say it, but.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I just wanted to make a point. That's all.
I'm 75.
Right.
Yes.
So you're 75 in 2000.
I don't know how. You
2001.
Know,
I mean, you are a tomboy, Anne.
Yeah.
2001 was 6 years ago, so you were barely 70, and you jumped off a hill
because I could always do anything, you know, all my life, and I could, you know.
She was trying for Ninja Turtle 4. To take the role of Ninja Turtle 4.
This is such an amazing story. Such an amazing story.
Things,
yeah.
You know,
another thing was
a daredevil, I guess, but I couldn't get off the hill at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing was
it was so crap.
Okay,
yeah.
And another thing I want you to talk about is your prolapsed uterus.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to, when I did that, it damaged my kidneys when I, got that accident.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fixed that. And then my uterus, it affected. And so it was down. And
how far down?
Well, all the way.
All the way. Yes.
And then now it's up.
Now
so
it's
he
up.
Can fix that.
All the way back up?
Well, it's almost all the way back up.
Oh,
but
the reason
work on a little bit more, and it'll be all the way up.
Right. We do not have enough treatment frequent enough. That's
right.
Why it takes so long. I had a patient that younger, and within 2 months, the uterus was totally down, and it was completely up. Her name is Martha.
Right.
You guys go to my website, drtong.com, and look under case history. under uterus prolapse and read her story. She wrote a story on her uterus prolapse.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us right now, we're with Anne on the line. Anne is 75 years young, and she suffered from a severe injury, breaking three bones, huge bones.
In
her 10 bones. Oh, sorry. Three big bones. So 10 bones total in her ankle and legs. Orthopedic surgeon said she pretty much had to have her ankle out and said that she probably would not be able to walk. And now with treatments from Dr. Tong, she's able to walk and actually now run and walk fast. And that's just amazing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I'm just happy all the time.
All these stories.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you about the... I'm bringing everybody in that I know, you know, that has anything wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I brought this one guy that's 65, and after his first treatment, when he gets the circulation going, and he has some bad things, this guy,
mm-hmm.
his name is Ray, and he, after he left, he said that he felt like 20 years old because the circulation was all going.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought that was so cute.
How about Walter from
Walter,
Florida?
Too, had... He's an Olympic, you know, for his age. He's getting older, too, but he won some Olympic things in swimming and things, and he had some knee problems,
mm-hmm.
which was very bad, and he couldn't hardly walk. So he came to Dr. Tong, and Dr. Tong took the pain away and helped him so much. He's coming back. He lives in Florida, it's a little way, but he's coming back in a couple of months.
And Walter,
he's going to go to Dr. Tong.
Yeah,
you know?
Walter is very active, and he's over 80. I don't know exactly 80 what, you know, but
he's
very
88.
Active. Yeah, 88. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to be 88 in December. Huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's 87 right now.
So how often do you get treatments, Anne? So you just get three treatments every 2 months?
Yes.
You'll work.
I wish that I could get more than that, but I do get the three, and I still get well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we'll get your uterus all the way up and then stay up.
That is an amazing story.
I know it. I know. He's going to do that because it's already up quite a bit. It's only just out very barely. Mm-hmm. So it'll be back. And
is there anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
Well, if you have time, I wanted to tell people about what I've learned about vaccinations. They're so dangerous.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And there's no scientific evidence that they will prevent any disease.
Did you have an experience with it, or?
Well, my parents didn't let me, but I know so many people that did, and I had to work hard to do it. The medical doctors and the AMA got into the government in 1935, so they started the vaccination soon after that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Anne, let me explain to you why you're right. Okay. The virus that you put in a vaccine are disease-causing criminals. There's no way that you can put criminal in a society and prevent crime. What kind of idea is this? It's so ridiculous. It's so stupid.
Yeah. The other thing is that new HPV vaccine they have to prevent cervical cancer. The thing is, it's two types.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all money. Okay. The Texas government got five.
Money. They've made billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get $5,000 from the drug company. So he bypassed legislature, Texas government, bury somebody. Okay. And he make it mandatory for the sixth grader to get the vaccine.
Right. Yeah.
And the flu vaccine, Tamiflu, caused a lot of death.
Mm-hmm.
And people jumping off building in Japan, but you don't see it in the American media. Okay,
actually, a lot of people actually get sicker after they get the flu.
Yeah,
vaccine.
I read it from the Chinese newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Japan have 50 some people that have sick, and a few people that jump off buildings are young kids.
Well, anyway, Anne, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is absolutely wonderful, and you are such an inspiration to our listeners, I think.
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. I hope everyone will go there because I know he can heal chronic diseases and everything because we all need circulation.
That is so true.
And life is in the blood.
And the circulation is controlled by the energy chi, which Western doctors know nothing about.
I know.
Yes.
I would never go to her.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Anne. We'll have a great day. We hope that we'll have you on again, and we'll keep up with you and follow up on your progress.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm very happy about what he's done for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We just had with us on the line Anne, if you're joining us. She actually broke about 10 bones, she said, in her ankle, her right ankle, from an accident jumping off a hill about 6 years ago. Anne is 75 years young, so she was in her late 60s when this happened. And orthopedic surgeons said that she actually had to have her joint taken out in order to relieve the pain, and she probably would not be able to walk. After treatments with Dr. Tong, she's actually able to run again and walk fast, and this is without any surgery. Again, our number is 714-556-8664.
And she's 75 years old.
I know. It's amazing.
That's good.
Quite
you know,
a tomboy.
Yeah,
so this is quite an inspiration for the listeners.
Just like Ruth, 65 years old, now she can just bounce around.
Yeah, and she's doing yoga
before
and everything.
She was invalid, blind,
right.
Yes.
So let's get to our next guest.
Okay.
Now we have Ruth with us on the line. Welcome, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Ruth,
Hi.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
We're from Nevada.
Nevada, okay. And so why don't you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong and how you came to find Dr. Tong and what he's helped you with so far.
I had endometrial cancer, and I had a hysterectomy and chemotherapy and radiation, and it left me with the right leg lymphedema.
Okay, is that because they took out the lymph nodes?
Right, they took some out on the right side, and chemo and radiation.
A lymph edema means that your right leg is much larger, swollen.
Right.
Okay, how big, how bad was it?
It was pretty bad, yes.
Yes, and it's heavy, right? It was heavy.
Real heavy.
And how, when did this occur? Was this recently, or?
No, I had it 7 years ago, and the last 2 years it happened.
Oh, okay, so the operation was 7 years ago, but the last 2 years your leg actually got worse.
Right.
Okay.
So the first 5 years your leg was okay?
Yeah, off and on, it wasn't as bad.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I can get all the edema, the swelling down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to like 5 years ago.
Right.
Right.
Probably because she had a lot of stress in her life maybe recently. Her
yeah.
She's not
how,
up.
How did you hear about me?
I heard about you. What's that girl's name?
Sherry.
Sherry Powell?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sherry, you guys can hear her story maybe a couple
weeks,
of months ago,
a yeah.
few weeks ago. Okay,
yes.
She came from Nevada also. How do you hear, how do you meet her?
I met her at Sunset Station. She come up to me and she noticed my leg. And she came up to me, and she mentioned your name and told me where she had gone for her leg.
Oh.
She had the same thing.
She had the same thing, yeah.
Yes.
Now her leg's normal.
Yes, I was amazed.
Yes.
How she looked.
Okay, Ruth, so now you've had one treatment with Dr. Tong yesterday. How is your leg today?
It's really good. It feels good.
Uh-huh.
It's down. The swelling's down.
Uh-huh.
And it feels great.
How heavy was it compared to before?
It feels much lighter from the knee down.
Uh-huh.
Much lighter. So I don't know what percentage to tell you, but it feels pretty good.
From one treatment, right?
Right.
Mm.
That's amazing.
And also you were really tired. Your eyes were, the eyelid was heavy. So just yes. How was it? You almost like a Chinese yesterday.
Not all Chinese have small eyes.
I rested better. I rested real good.
But your eyelid was better right after my treatment, not before your rest.
Right, you told me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, another thing was that you have some problem with your thyroid medication. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I had radioactive iodine for my thyroid, and they removed my thyroid, and I was on, they put me on Synthroid.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I come allergic to the one dye in the pill.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At first, you have your thyroid is hyperactive, and after the surgery, you become hypoactive.
Yes.
So surgery is not the right thing to do.
Right.
And I told you this morning that you do not need the thyroid medication. Go back a few weeks and listen to the story of Mike.
Right, Mike.
He was on thyroid medication for 25 years, the thyroid hormone was still very, very low at 1.5. Mm-hmm. And after my first treatment, I told him to stop the medication. He stopped after the second treatment. A month and a half later, the thyroid hormone was 10.5. So it was normal.
Right, right.
And he had never taken it for the last year or so. He has come to see me. You don't need it.
Good.
Yeah, the same thing like your pancreas secrete insulin, your thyroid secrete thyroid hormone. You should make those organs work. Restore the function rather than taking over their function.
Okay.
It would make them weaker.
Ruth, how do you feel energetically this morning compared to yesterday before the treatment?
I feel good.
Yeah, you feel
much better, right?
Right, better, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need the thyroid medication. No, stop taking it.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, the reason is that they could not take all your thyroid out. There must be billions of thyroid cells still left.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can do the job as long as you get the chi,
right,
get the life force.
Right. Is there anything else you want to add, Ruth? You're coming in for a treatment again today?
Uh-huh. I'm getting ready and got the stocking on, and we'll be in there, 2:30.
Okay, great.
Okay,
yeah. Ruth, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
See you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment, or if you have any questions for Dr. Tong, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to check out past shows archived on our website. We just had with us Ruth on the line. Ruth actually is from Nevada. She heard about us through Sherry Powell, who has been on our show numerous times. Ruth had uterine cancer a few years back. 7 years ago, she had to have her uterus taken out. She had a hysterectomy with chemotherapy and radiation. And as a consequence, she started having right leg lymphedema, which is severe swelling of the right leg. Now, the point that she made was that we'd like to make, actually, is that the first 5 years after she had her surgery, her leg really didn't swell that much. It was
yes.
on and off. But the last 2 years is when it got very severe. So the point we want to make is that at the time, probably her chi was up. She had the circulation going, and so she did not have that problem. And probably because she had either stress in her life or something, she was not eating right, which caused this swelling to be more severe.
Well, the surgery and the chemo and radiation, the surgery may be okay, but the chemo and radiation are definitely no good.
Right, because
every disease, you want to increase the body's power to heal. And every poison you put in the body decreases its power. So you make it weaker.
Right.
And then because they do not teach the patient how to fix the underlying problem,
right.
the problem catch up with her and become worse and worse.
Right.
And we are making her alkalize herself and then open up the circulation, and eventually she'll be totally okay. The recurrence of cancer will be zero.
Right. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.